Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 334, Your Life Simplified by Leah Babauta of ZenHabits.net, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy day after the election here in the United States, if you're listening in real time, and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you every single day from some of the best personal development bloggers I can find, just like an audiobook. And I'm recording this the day of the election, actually, and polls are just starting to come in, so I don't know the results, but in any case, I'm happy that it's over. Let's all go back to being not crazy and start simplifying our lives, shall we? So on that note, let's get right to the post and start simplifying your life. Your Life Simplified by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Quote, "Our life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify." Henry David Thoreau. A lot of people seem to connect with my message of simplicity and yearn to find a simpler life in this world of ever-increasing complexity, of overwhelming technology. We want to take the good things in our lives, the benefits of technology, but simplify things, get rid of the complexities. And while I've written dozens of articles on simplifying and an entire book on it, I'd like to offer a simple method, something you can do today without being overwhelmed. A 12-step method, perhaps, simplified into just 6 steps. Number 1. Write down your top priorities. We all have a long list of things we want to do, to try, to learn, to accomplish. Just pick 4 to 5. You can do that right now. Make a short list of the things that are most important to you. My list, spending time with my family, writing, reading, and running. These are the things you'll build your life around for now. You can always change this list later as your priorities change. Number 2, reduce one commitment. What is something you do every day or week that's not on your short list? Is there any way you can get rid of it? Make a phone call or send an email right now that will get you out of that commitment. It might mean disappointing one or many people, but you are going to create the simple life you want, not the complicated life others demand of you. By reducing this one commitment, you are simplifying your life, creating more time and space for the important stuff. Make the choice to put your priorities first to find the time for them by reducing your commitments. Number 3, simplify your to-do list. Same concept, but at a smaller level. What's on your to-do list that doesn't need to be there? Something you've been dreading that you don't absolutely have to do. Can you tell someone you're just too busy to work on this? Can you give it to someone else or automate it? See if you can pare your to-do list to just the most important things. Alternatively, just pick 1 to 3 things to do each day and don't worry about the rest. Number 4, set aside some disconnected time. If you're connected all the time, this step is essential. Don't skip it. Pick 1 hour to be disconnected. No internet, no email, no IM, no phones. You can use your computer, but just for desktop computing, like writing in a word processor or a text file, or working in Photoshop or what have you. Use this time to really focus, to pour yourself into important tasks that you love to do. Or you can use this disconnected time to relax. Number 5, create your perfect day. You've blocked aside some disconnected time, but let's take that a step further. What would your ideal day look like? What would you do when you woke up? What would your work day look like? Hint, it doesn't have to be the work you're doing now, but it could be. Would you have time for exercise or sports or taking a walk or relaxing or reading or doing a hobby? Would you have time for loved ones, time to clean or do errands, time for checking email, etc.? List the things you'd do ideally, then simplify to the most important ones. Then lay them out in a schedule. You don't have to stick to this schedule exactly, but knowing what's ideal gives you something to work toward. In some cases, you can simply start living this day tomorrow, but in others, you'll have to make gradual changes to allow this ideal day to happen. The key? Taking control and responsibility for making the perfect day a reality. Number 6, you want a nice, decluttered, serene space to surround you in your new simplified life, so you're going to create it. 2 ways to go here. If you don't have much time, just do 10 to 15 minutes for now and continue to do small increments until you get to where you'd like to be. Second method is if you have an entire day or weekend, set aside a big block of time and just overhaul your workspace or one or two rooms in your home. Next steps. Once you get to this stage, things should be a bit more simplified, but you're probably interested in going beyond that. Here's what you can do next, but please, please don't try to do these all at once. Pick one at a time and do it slowly over time. Simplifying isn't a race, it's a life. Decluttering some more, letting go of wanting to buy more, reducing more commitments, transitioning to doing only work you love, creating time for solitude, quiet, and relaxation, slowing down in everything you do, being present more often, single tasking, and most importantly, enjoy the process. The important thing isn't a destination, a perfect, simple life, but the journey along the way. Quote, manifest plainness, embrace simplicity, reduce selfishness, have few desires. Lao Tzu. You just listened to the post titled Your Life Simplified by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And this is one of those that I'd probably recommend saving or re-listening to and actually trying to go through these steps. It will definitely make a difference. And before I go on my merry way, I haven't had a sponsor on the show in a while. I occasionally take on a sponsor, like a company that I feel can help you optimize your life. But it's been probably a few weeks, and that means I'm funding this all on my own. That includes the cost of hosting over 300 MP3s, plus all the ones from Optimal Health Daily and Optimal Finance Daily too, plus the cost of the website, the mailing list, and more. It really adds up, so if you'd like to help out, you can contribute by visiting oldpodcast.com/support. And if you can't contribute financially, that page also has some other ideas that go a really long way to help keep this show alive. Again, just visit oldpodcast.com/support, or you can go straight to oldpodcast.com and look for the How to Help page. Thanks in advance. It really means a lot. And that's it for today. I hope you're having a great week. I will catch you in tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.